Senate Democrats sought to put the bill to a final vote after spending much of last week working through a host of mostly cyber and tech-related amendments to the NDAA. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York said on the Senate floor Monday that a compromise bill has been reached for the most part, and all Republicans have to do is pass it.
Unfortunately, Republicans could not accept this agreement before Thanksgiving, but we hope that Republican dysfunction will not be a roadblock to passing this bill and taking care of our troops and their families.
But Texas Republican John Cornyn said the majority Democrats have put passing President Biden's infrastructure funding bill and his social services funding Build Back Better plan ahead of funding the military, raising the debt limit, and funding the government for another year.
If our Democratic colleagues want to exclude Republicans and continue spending on a purely partisan basis, they will have to raise the debt ceiling in a partisan fashion. They've proven they're okay with spending trillions of dollars of borrowed money without a single Republican vote. It's not too much to say that they should be held accountable for that reckless course of conduct.
Oklahoma Republican and ranking Armed Services Committee member James Inhofe said a bill that's normally a formality has come down to the wire because Majority Leader Chuck Schumer put it on the back burner for 2 months.
The majority leader mismanaged the Senate schedule. He won't allow votes on bipartisan amendments that make our country more secure.
But independent Maine Senator Angus King says he's not buying Republican arguments that they've been shut out of the NDAA legislative process. King said the bill includes hundreds of bipartisan amendments, but some senators want to hold up the process for purely partisan reasons.
That process was killed by a group of senators who said, no, I want my amendment, I'm not on the list, and therefore I'm going to object to the unanimous consent request, so nobody gets their amendments.
King underlined his point by quoting the Rolling Stones.
You don't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes, you just might find you get what you need. And that's what we've got right here is what we need. This is the defense of the United States of America. And why can't we do just one bill without politics?
Senators will take up the amendments again as they also work to find an agreement on funding the government, raising the debt ceiling, and passing the Build Back Better infrastructure bill by the end of the calendar year. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.